Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
This is the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. HagmanReport.com, that's the place to go. It's where you need to go, HagmanReport.com. HagmanStore.com for some damn good coffee. That's right. It's good coffee. It's great coffee, as a matter of fact. Here, and as you're looking at right there on your screen, is the hyper-caffeinated Detective's Choice. It's a dark blend, but it's got a little bit of caffeine punch. And it's got a, just the ever-fragrant scent of cherry blossoms and just a touch, a hint of cocoa. And then, as I, again, I said, like, I said this before, I treat these like redheaded stepchildren, and I shouldn't. Patriot Blend and Revolution Blends as well, all available in whole bean, ground, and K-cups. And by the way, a couple of things. The roaster attempts to get it to in your hands from the time you order it until it's in your hands, 3 days. Unless you got ballots in there, and then you'll never see it. You know, Butler County allegedly lost friggin' ballots, a ton of ballots. Does that surprise anyone out there? Mail-in ballots? Butler County, Pennsylvania. By the way, second lady, Karen Pence, is she here yet? She's in Erie, and she said she'd stop by, but I don't know. Karen Pence is in Erie, Pennsylvania. God bless you, Karen Pence, and thank you so much for coming to Erie. HagmanStore.com for the coffee, by the way. And it's gourmet coffee. The proceeds go to help in the fight against the child and human sex trafficking. That's right, it does. Real quick, I got a great show lined up for you. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com is coming on. Real quick, I want to show you a minute, 40-second roughly clip, video clip. And this has to do with Hunter Biden. Folks, Hunter Biden, his groups of companies, the shell companies, the money laundering operation, Joe Biden, which Joe Biden received proceeds from, you know, the big guy, the chairman. I just want to reaffirm something here, just so you know this.
He's the thing.
Yeah, the thing. Yeah, oh my gosh. Just so you know, China General Nuclear, that plan is whole, or that company is wholly owned by the Communist Chinese Party. China Global Nuclear was under an investigation by the FBI for stealing U.S. nuclear secrets. This is the kind of company this bozo keeps. You know, Beijing Biden, that's his name. All right. Now I got a minute 40 of Rudy Giuliani here. Take a listen to this. And you know, people ask too, a couple of things real quick. People ask about, it doesn't sound like him. We slow it down a little bit or we drop the pitch a little bit. Get over it. Why? Well, okay. Do you know what YouTube does? You get that, right? You understand? Here it is.
Want proof? New York Times? Want proof? Twitter? You want proof? Facebook? You want proof? You corrupt, lying, whatever you are? Here's the proof. I didn't write it. Russians didn't write it. And I didn't get the 30 million. Your prince got it. The prince of darkness. Joe Biden. The guy who used his son, a drug addict, to be his bag man. Why do you think his son lost his teeth at 40 years old? Because under this kind of pressure, working with murderers and organized criminals like Mykola Zoshevsky and Elena Budarina and Xi Jinping at the bottom of the river and Whitey Bulger's nephew, what do you think happens to a drug addict, Dad? When you put him in with people like that, he becomes a much worse drug addict. He becomes a degenerate drug addict. You couldn't find some bum in Washington to do this for you? You had to use your son and ruin his life? And you want to be president of our country? My goodness, you should check in to the local federal prison and start doing your time. That's where you belong, not in the White House. You use your family to pick up your bribes, hide your bribes, live the life of a billionaire. And by the way, I don't think you failed in all those negotiations just because you're stupid. I think you failed in those negotiations because you sold out the United States of America. That's what I think you did. And you were ready to do it again if we didn't catch you.
Caught me off guard there for a second. Sure, that was Rudy Giuliani. Angry Doug's back. Angry Doug is back. Real quick before I bring Steve on. And I'll ask Steve this question. I have no problem. Yesterday I did a segment, a 29-minute segment. You know, in 2016 there were 231 million eligible voters. If you want to be precise, 231,556,622. Now, the number who voted, 134,457,600. Now, that's rounded. 58.1%. I had quoted yesterday 47% of the Christians who identify as Christians didn't vote, or 47 million. I'm sorry, 47 million. It turns out that that is almost correct. That was a little high, but it's actually a percent for, it's according to Barna, it's about 40+%, which works out almost of the eligible voters, which works out almost the same, in terms when you do the math. So here's my message to you again. I'm doubling down. I'm tripling down today. All right. If you are a Christian, in my view, this is my particular opinion. I'm not going to put any words in Steve's mouth. Steve can, if he wants to comment on this, great. If he doesn't want to comment on it, then that's fine. It doesn't matter to me. You just heard Rudy Giuliani refer to Joe Biden as a prince of darkness. I don't think he's that far off, because I think what this Biden-Harris ticket is going to bring is hell on earth. A prince of darkness. It's not going to be Biden and Harris. It's going to be Harris, and then it's going to be Hillary and Harris, or some combination of Hillary, Obama, Harris, because Harris is not even constitutionally eligible. But here's my message to the Christians out there, and I got some really nasty, nasty, nasty emails from listeners. I mean, you know what? I should show them to you. I really should. And some nasty comments on YouTube saying, Hagman, you're not a Christian. You talk that way. Because I said you should get off your fat asses. Oh, you clean up your foul mouth. I'll tell you what, if you are a Christian and you don't vote, or you vote for the Prince of Darkness, knowing that our country will be sold to the communist Chinese, to the highest bidder, and you can live with that, how dare you call yourself a Christian? We are in the struggle, in the fight of our lives today, this country, this nation, the future of our children, the future of our grandchildren. And yeah, you know what? I'll tell you what. I'm okay with getting the blame for this happening on my watch. I'm 61 years old. This happened on my watch, or at least the majority of it. I'll take the blame. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to help clean up the mess. I'm going to take out the trash. And if that offends you, too bad. My message is simple. If you consider yourself a Christian and you know other Christians, vote. Vote for Donald Trump. Is he a savior? Hell no. No, not even close. But in the scheme of things, we are to occupy. This is what I was taught until Jesus' return. And to those who are saying, well, you know, you can't change my mind. I'm a Christian. I'm not going to vote. Okay. Okay. Then don't vote. But stay the hell out of my way. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com is my guest, and I'm sorry for yelling. Steve, I didn't mean to burst your speakers out, but I'm sick and tired of mamby-pamby Christians out there saying, it was Joe Biden. How you doing, man?
Well, I'm doing good, Doug, and, you know, my fury at the evangelifish, okay? My fury at the evangelicals who sat by as 100+ million babies were butchered, aborted, who drank the food or drank the beverage, ate the foods with the additives in it, are now claiming that they won't vote for Donald Trump, but they'll vote for the Prince of Darkness. The truth is being covered up, covered over. And ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are that cowardly Christians, by the way, I get the same hate emails, Doug. I'm working, not me, I know nothing about it, but just for you and my benefit, I'm commissioning some guys to develop a counter AI program to go out and identify these. And they're the same bastards. And those of you who think I have a foul mouth, let me share this with you. There are words that are used in common history that just because you think they're offensive aren't. The word bastard, God uses it to those who try and claim they're redeemed by the blood of the Lamb or to be his kids, and they're not. It comes from the fallen angels mating with earth women, and the hybrid progeny were called bastards. Doug, the reason why we're in this soon-to-be destruction beyond imagination phase is because the Christians that do that, they're wimps, okay? And I would remind those of you who are taking that position, I don't care if you're Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, and you're a famous evangelical writer, what you're doing is you're giving condescending contempt to the President of the United States, but you're voting by not voting for the Prince of Darkness. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it may come as a surprise to some of you. This is not a political battle. This is a spiritual battle. And, you know, Doug, you and I have talked off the air, and this week, I think every troll from hell, TFH, the Tiefers, are out in masses. One thing that you've got to understand, ladies and gentlemen, is that this, we are the salt of the earth, the salt. The Christians lose its savor, it's henceforth good for nothing. Tell me why your rights are gone, you spineless wimps. Tell me. Tell me why your rights are gone. Tell me why the blood of the innocent flows in the sewers of America. Tell me, spineless wimps, why you wouldn't speak up when you could have and should have. And what will you do, take the mark of the beast? Are you going to take the mark of the beast? Because, well, I'm just going to go along to get along. I mean, go along and get along straight into hell. Doug, this is the most critical, most pivotal point in the United States history. And it's not surprising that, obviously, the documents that Fox had are now, they've disappeared. How freaking, F-R-E-A-K-I-N-G, just so no one misunderstands me, or naive, could anyone believe that there are not implants in Fox that are working for the enemy? There are implants, there are obvious people, but there are also implants, right? People that are put in there to destroy that information. So, brother, you're let me say this, you're in the little leagues with you're very kind and you're very guarded. I'm not kind and I'm not guarded anymore. I am tired after a quarter of a century, and for the record, I am older than Doug. But the point being is that I am tired of such moral cowardice. And you know what it is, Doug? You know what it is? Trump is not Jesus, but the same mindset of the people that allowed Jesus to be crucified, and this is about Jesus. Trump has done more for the evangelical Christians. Trump has done more for the blacks and the Latinos. Trump is a pain in their posterior because he still loves the country. Yes. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, you, those of you hypocritical sons of Belial, if Jesus were to literally, at this point, the screens would go blank and it would be sand. What would he write, Doug, about the hypocrites and their sins? See, the nice thing about being a sinner and I am one. I don't choose to sin, but when I do, I confess my sin, is I don't have this air of religiosity. And some of you people, I am praying that the ground literally opens up and swallows you straight into hell. Those of you that think that just hammering me and Doug on his forum or my forum and slandering me on whoever's forums, your days are coming. The blood, and I will say this, the blood of the innocents of all those children, if you are a Christian, and that's God's call, not mine, but if I were to judge the majority of people saying they're not going to vote, they claim to be Christians, you're not. You're hypocrites. You're basically taking the vacancy sign right off of hell's cells. Go ahead, Doug.
No, you know what, Steve? I think you're right. And to answer your question, it, written in the sand, go away. I never knew thee. Never knew you. I don't know if that's the right answer, but, you know, it's...
Well, it is. Look, here's the thing. You have hosted for as many years, you have so many different viewpoints. Some, you know, have been off somewhere, and people consider, you know, me fringe. I would rather be fringe with Jesus than be in those. Anybody who is voting for Biden that claims to be a Christian, they're not. Because the Bible tells me, how can I judge? Judge not, I should be judged. That means sentence. The word is I can judge the fruit. And I am tired. Trust me, I am tired of wimpy pastors. I am tired of them.
Amen.
Why don't you guys just take off your pastor suit and let the horns come out? Seriously, why don't you quit trying to take advantage of God? Because God will hold you responsible for your flock. And parents, you can't any longer say, well, I don't know why Johnny or Mary turned out to be little kissing cousin commies. Kissing cousin commies. I don't know what I did. You sent them to public schools. You sent them to the university. How do you like that? Doug, you know, yesterday I had a revelation on my podcast, and I think it's an important one. Jesus said the night comes when no man can work. How many people are out of work? Millions. Does that mean maybe the Prince of Darkness is welcoming the night that comes? Because again, ladies and gentlemen, you know where these people stand. They're coming after Christians, Bible believers.
Absolutely.
It will be the religious people that give you stuff, Doug, stuff. How's that for being nice? And me stuff on all the forums, slandering us. We're hypocrites. We're this. You know what? I got emails today. I got them from Norway. I got them from Sweden. I got them from the Middle East. People saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. You brought me back to Jesus. The contempt of religious people for people who love Jesus will accelerate. That will be the basis of persecution. It's already coming. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, when Pilate asked, who do you want, Barabbas or Jesus? They chose Barabbas. They will always choose a murderer. This is why we have to speak up, stand up. And I want to tell you, if I were to give a title to this broadcast, not that you have to use it, but covered up, the truth covered up, covered over, and destroyed. The truth covered up, covered over, and destroyed. Even Glenn Beck, my wife listens to him, and she said, he said today that they quit having people in their homes because they just don't know who to trust anymore. And also because of COVID-19, and I didn't hear it, so I can't speak beyond that. But ladies and gentlemen, he made the statement, 80% of what he publishes, writes, or puts out there is now taken off, taken out, taken off the internet. 80%. So Doug, all these squirmy wormies are basically going to come to the time when they'll go. Is Hagman report on? Click, 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 click. Why? What happened to Doug? Click, 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 click. I want my last shot at slandering Quayle. Click, 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 click. Oh no, I'm left to myself. Go on your Faces of Death book, friends, and find out, hey, guess what? They're no longer your friends. The idea that son of Belial in the governor of California would say you can't have Christmas or Thanksgiving, and then Dr. Fauci, who sold to Metastopheles the devil, telling you can't have Thanksgiving while he's at the ballpark without his face mask on. Remember this, ladies and gentlemen. It's do what they say, not what they do, because they want to get rid of you. There you go, Doug. A new riddle for us. A new statement.
New rhyme, yeah. Yeah.
New rhyme. Do what they do, or do what they say, not what they do, because they want to get rid of you. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, Fauci was talking to CNN anchor I believe it was CNN. It was one of the news places, and they were praising the 111-day Melbourne, Australia lockdown. So, you know, here we are right now, just to let people know, the third quarter economy, and I know the numbers, well, I get it, okay? The U.S. economy grows 33.1% in the third quarter, the fastest expansion ever. Why? Because of defiance against the lockdowns. We have defiance here in Erie County. We've got defiance everywhere. But see, yeah, but Fauci wants, the deep staters want everything locked down. They want everything and this was planned, I believe, specifically for this time and this place, this election. And I believe that this is nothing but the masks. How symbolic is that, today when you can't, when the New York Post, founded by Alexander Hamilton, puts out a tweet and that son of a scumbucket Dorsey, Jack Dorsey, has the whatever.
Has the ovaries, Doug. He has the ovaries.
To censor it? Yeah. To censor it? I mean, what is wrong with you folks? And you know, look, I got a Twitter account too. I'm it's just a matter of time before I'm done. You don't have Twitter or Facebook like that. And I'm to the point now where I don't even care about the social networking. I want face to face. And it amazes me too. And this is not political. It's more of a spiritual thing, I think. I've been seeing a lot of Christians come together. Now the good part. Okay, so for the Christians out there, you know, who think I'm anti-Christian, I'm not. I've been seeing a lot of Christians come together and say, you know something, there's something going on here. There's a spirit that's moving. Now, I'm not talking revival. I'm talking about small groups of people getting together and saying, you know, let's talk about, you know, the end of days. Let's talk about what the Bible has to say about what we're going through. And I've been seeing more and more of that. And I don't know. So that I'm encouraged, or at least that's my experience. I don't know if it's going on all over the country, but I've been seeing that, and it makes me happy. So I don't even know why I brought that up except to bring it up. So
well, here's the deal. Do you believe when God created Adam and Eve, he first created Adam, of course, and then the first thing he did, you know, after drawing Eve and creating Eve out of Adam's rib, do you think he said, now here, wear this mask. I'm worried you might get a communicable disease. Somebody said, well, that's really ridiculous. It's no more ridiculous than Christians going along with, listen, the lockdown and lockup. And I'm on record, Doug. The mask of the beast,
yes.
The mark of the beast, the murder of the beast will lead to the genocide by the beast. I hope people understand that. God says in the Greek, God is no respecter of persons. It means a mask, the Greek tragedy. And here's the interesting thing. In Greek plays, they always wore a mask to be some other character than what they really were. Obviously, you didn't have makeup and have all the different costumes and stuff, but they wore a mask, a happy mask. Gee, I'm happy. Kind of like our dumbass emojis, okay? Okay?
I hate them.
So, I'm sorry. Look, here's the thing. Jesus, please help me. We are living in an unreal jellyfishian world. Contemporary Christianity has abandoned the faith. They have abandoned the Lord Jesus Christ. They have become awakened. Yeah, awakened into the very darkest time that Jesus said has ever been. And they're more concerned with pleasing people than God. Because see, God doesn't matter. But the social, and I'm not saying that from my perspective, but he's given me a mouth, I'm going to speak. Well, they can't wait to kill you. I got an email the other day. I got to share this. This was funny. The guy basically says, I hate you. And he was a mangina, okay?
Oh.
I hate you. He said, they're going to come and get you. And your days on the earth are numbered. And, you know, all of our days are. And I forget what I said to him. Oh, I know. I tried to respond. Guess what? A spoof account. You know? So the thing is that, look, some people get here's what gets me. Can you help me? Because you're a more logical guy than I am.
But I don't know about that.
Why Christians get so offended over words that are not even considered swear words in history, But they don't get offended over treason. Okay, here's my new one. Treason, treachery, and lechery. Not luxury, lechery.
It's good.
Lechery, lechery, lechery. You're talking about a man with a daughter who's got a 112-page diary, and while she didn't come out and say daddy went too far, her messed up lifestyle speaks. Now listen, I have over the years prayed for young women, always in the presence of somebody else. I just want people to know that, thank you, Jesus, that were so traumatized by sexual molestation that they went out and they did drugs. And by the way, the reason Hunter Biden's teeth are falling out is because that's what crack does.
That's right.
They should make him a poster child for, you know, don't meth around, M-E-T-H around. But the fact that all that stuff is breaking, and you know what? None of the demonic mouthpiece vomitous orifices, none of the demonic vomitous orifices of the mainstream murderers. Now do you understand, Doug? Years ago you might have thought, hey, Steve calling MSM mainstream murderers. You really think so? You control the narrative. You control the outcome. You control the outcome. So now what are we living in? We are living at this point in a post-Christian culture. The only thing, and I'm grateful for this, is I can't even use initials because people will figure out, but to hell with the masks, okay? Because they've already been proven they don't work. They give you double the EPA allowable levels of carbon dioxide. If you think your breath is bad to other people, that's what you breathe it in. And if the bacteria aren't getting on the first, before you wash, do your mouthwash, brush your teeth, etc., what America has to do is brush their hearts. They have to brush their brains. And it is not insanity. It is God has given over the United States to a reprobate mind. That's Romans chapter 1. Because America doesn't like to retain the knowledge of God. And you know, the most flack I've ever gotten on your show, my show, you know, I'm an equally, I draw equal flack from both, is they say, you don't love your country. I love my country. I will fight for the country. I support those physically, financially, who have. Veterans are abandoned. Look, it almost cost me my life, and I won't go into details. When I started taking up the cause of veterans, if a veteran even listened to me, read anything I wrote, they went to the shrink automatically. I was the most, what would I say? What would you call it, Doug? Guy that's kept from being able to speak to the veterans because I cared. I care.
Muzzled. I mean, yeah, sadly.
Muzzled. So the thing is that I'm tired. And listen, I've said on record, and this is offensive. I mean, no offense to women, okay? Men's health issues have turned into be OBGYN. That's why the Muslims said, hey, we're already beating you. We're having all our kids. Hey, we still got sperm that can count. We can still reproduce. You in the West can't.
Yeah.
Look at the birth rates in Western Europe. Look at the birth rates in the United States of America. Because in essence, they said, our women's wombs will be the ultimate weapon by which we conquer the West.
That's you're right. And there was a beheading, of course, in France. The killer killed three people, beheaded a woman. And the killer shouted Allahu Akbar, and of course the mainstream murderers media is still looking. Their story today was we're unsure of the motive. They're unsure of the motive. You know, the reason I said that is the murder in line with what you're saying. The reproducing, as tasteless as it sounds, the intentional reproduction into the Islamic tribe, if you will. I mean, that's very intentional. And of course, they want to kill us by demographics. And you're exactly right. And that's what's happening here in the United States. Just look at Minneapolis area with respect to the Somalians. That's through importation primarily, but just give it a couple of years and you're going to see what's going to happen with that. So yes, you're 100% right. And by the way, Twitter also suspended the Customs and Border Patrol officer or head of Customs and Border Patrol, who said that they just built 400 miles of wall, which they did. And what they, and people say, oh, no, they're replacing it. No, no. What they replaced was basically a wire fence and built this wall. So I said all that to say this. We have an immigration problem. We have a reproduction, a demographics problem from the immigrants coming in here. Illegal immigrants, so aliens, I should say, illegal aliens. And then we've got this faith or tribe problem. Would you call it tribalism, Steve, in a sense?
I called it techno-tribalism.
Okay. That's better.
And a lot of people talked about neo-tribalism, and I call all of us on Earth right now, and I did this 25 years ago, and go choke on your vomit if you don't like that statement. And I'm serious. Choke on your vomit, because I'm saying, you know why I say choke on your vomit? People say, oh, that's so unkind. You're mean. You're a mean-spirited Christian. No. Jesus said, because you're lukewarm, he's going to spew you out of his mouth, okay? But I said, what we're going to come into is a time of techno-serfdom, okay? Technology would make, and look what's happened. The middle class is destroyed. The middle class is destroyed. What happens when all the rent abatements end? What happens if there's any interruption and these devils from hell who take their order from unseen realms, fallen angels, literally fallen angels. Look, you guys, the devil just doesn't sit hanging out waiting for Jesus to come. He's doing everything he can do to destroy everything God the Father created. And you're watching it happen to your country. Philadelphia. Look at Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. The cops just, what, busted a van with high explosives? Let's look at all the people being murdered. Murdered, ladies and gentlemen, both black and white. Who do you think has the gain to most by that? Doug, here's the preliminary. I don't know. After 25 years explaining the New World Order, quoting their engineers, the designers, people still don't get it. The chaos is orchestrated. So Philadelphia, I'm going to coin that term, filthy, F-I-L-T-H-Y-D-E-L-P-H-I-A. Philadelphia is the city's burning. Look at what's happened. What, 30 officers, police officers hurt, you know, one run over? Ladies and gentlemen, this is not just a social protest. Look at the demon rats. Look at the intensity of the entities that are there. They hate humanity. And that's what's wrong with the mask of the mark BS. Oh, gee, I'm going to go basically check my potty. Sorry, Doug. Got to simmer down.
No, I'll tell you. You know,
out of respect for you, and I mean that genuinely. I said, brother, you know what? I hate governors on vehicles. For those of you who don't know what a governor on vehicles is, it is an instrument designed to keep your engine from running over a certain speed. Obviously, most motors and vehicles, I said, Lord, I'm taking the governor off. I hate governors. Actually, the ones especially that are Democrats. But the point is that look at the parallel.
You're exactly right. They're all Democrat, I believe.
Yeah.
Or leftist.
So how is it? The mainstream media and the mainstream press is vilifying Trump and supporters, and you tell me that Antifa's got the hit list out there and we're on it, and those bastards in law enforcement, yes, bastards, especially. And here's the thing, Doug. I guess if I could make one point today, law has perished from the land. There is no justice. You've got treachery. You've got treason. You've got the overthrow in plain sight, the evidence in plain sight of overthrowing the president of the United States, duly elected. You have the son of the prince of darkness. Oh, by the way, the big guy, Biden, old man, has that on his license plate on his Corvette.
I saw that. Yeah.
So yeah. Here's the thing. You tell me. Tell me, spineless jellyfishians, who, and listen, I'm not even equating those with real believers. I want you to know something, okay? Jesus said, if you don't confess me before men, I won't confess you before my Father in heaven. That bothered me one time, and I think you heard the story years ago, but it bothered me. And bless the Lord, he knew it was bothering me. And he said, Steve, he said, what makes you think that they're mine? I guess, you know, I said, Lord, they claim to be. And obviously he gave me the scripture, you know, many will come to me in that day saying, Lord, Lord, you know, didn't we vote for Biden? Because he was a good man. Didn't we BS. Ladies and gentlemen, the man running for the president of the United States, beyond being senile, demented, is also an active cohort with the head of the Chinese intelligence service, as his son admitted to. That's on Alex Jones' site today. But Doug, here's the thing. Who are you going to call? Who are you going to call? Seriously, the Bible says when the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And what you're watching, ladies and gentlemen, now, the evidentiary line of evidence, and I know there's other full documents and full copies of that stuff, but it's stolen.
You know, Steve, I want to interject something there because I was speaking with somebody, I can't say who on air, but, you know how all communications are monitored. In fact, do you have the one, can you put up that Tucker Carlson? I'm not sure if anyone saw this. I'm not sure if this is even open source thing. Do you have the Tucker Carlson, text message? Okay. Eric's going to get this. So you had taught me first, and I did not know this, about how all the mail is looked at, you know, is scanned and everything's just scanned. They know what's going out and what's going on and all this stuff, addresses and such. Here's my thinking. You had said that there's embeds in Fox News. And I agree with that 100%. But I think this theft occurred by the FBI at that level. The reason I think that, me personally, is because these documents had to disappear. Think back to 2016, what the FBI did with their tactics against President Trump, then candidate Trump.
Yeah. Yep.
So anyway, okay, this is, I don't, Steve, have you seen this anywhere? Because I got this sent to me.
I haven't seen it, but look, there are, even the gentleman, ladies and gentlemen, when a man as honest as the man that went on with Tucker Carlson has to hire a SEAL team to protect his family. And oh, by the way, Doug, I was going to share it with you. I'll share it publicly. 2:44 in the morning last night, a.m., Bozeman, Montana, I have a military helicopter come over my house full speed, less than probably 150 feet. I tried to get up out of bed. I was sitting there staring at the ceiling. And, you know, I reached out to some people. I said, what's going on? Oh, just making sure you know that they're there. And so, look, I'm alive, and I'm going to thank your listeners by the grace of God. Before Jesus, I line up. That really happened. Just like it happened almost a month ago when two of them flew over my house at 150 feet.
People think that's crazy because they might say, well, why you, Steve? Why you and not? Oh,
I have an answer because it's not what I know, Doug. It's who I have known. Okay. As in K-N-O-W-N.
Yeah.
It's in certain, how do I say this cautiously? It's in certain realms that most people don't know exist. They know I have credibility. Yep. So what do? They block me on all the military computers around the world. They do.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen it.
Yeah, you put it up for me. So here's the thing. I want to thank your listeners and viewers. I want to thank you guys, honestly, from the depths of my heart. I believe all liars go to hell. I've seen hell, so I know I don't want to end up there. I believe that God's fulfilling his word, even today, Doug, as you and I are bouncing stuff off, that if I'll be faithful to warn his people, but you know what? I've said it's almost like the curse of Cassandra. And I'm not saying that the prophets of God are anywhere equal to the prophets of Greek mythology. But here's the problem. Jesus put it into contemporary terms. He said, which of the prophets of your fathers not killed? The most religious people on earth, the most ritually oriented people on earth, talking about the day of Messiah, talking, you know, seeing the signs and wonders. And Jesus comes. Oh, it can't be him. But the smartest one of them all, who was it? One of them said, it's expedient for us, meaning our religious cadre, that one man die. In essence, it's more important that the Son of God die than it is for us to basically lose our positions with the religious department. I want to share something. It dawned on me yesterday, and I think things are accelerating, ladies and gentlemen. I think things are accelerating so fast. By the way, Doug and I are going to be on Paul Begley's conference, this virtual conference, this Friday and Saturday. And the title of it's Deep State Uncovered. Pastor Paul will deliver his own October surprise. And, you know, he said, has there ever been such a time as this to deliver a word? It's on my website, and you can go. It's on the 30th Friday and the 31st of Saturday. What a timely event. By the way, I encourage you guys, listen, that guy doesn't back down. God bless him. I love going on with him because, and I'm sure you did too, Doug, because listen, when he's got the British press literally looking to what he's going to share with them because they know, and the British press as well as all the press, all you have is the officiated line of bovine stuff. And Paul's going to knock it out of the park with this. He's got Laura Eisenhower. He's got Lieutenant General Blinken.
Yep.
Yep, there it is. L.A. Marzulli, Lisa Haven, me, you, Doug Hagman. And, you know, the bottom line is that, you know, I think this is important. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the last opportunities you have for truth. Will they shut me up? Absolutely. Will they shut me down? Absolutely. But I want to make this clear, Doug. My Q-File subscribers, I have now undertaken, I'm going to be as vague as I can be, to basically see that all my Q-File subscribers can be in constant alert, even if they take down my official site, you know, and let's just say this, there are other ways to do things, and I'm working on those. Do I believe my site will be up? I'd be surprised if it is. Good night. If any more people, you know, what would you say, take it down or block it, you know, if I'm just full of BS, ladies and gentlemen, why am I the most blocked guy? I'm even as blocked, if not more, than InfoWars. Last I knew, InfoWars was still on the military bases. But here's the thing. When I was on shortwave, and here's the thing that I want every Christian to understand, you, with a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, standing boldly before him and then before men, declaring that Jesus Christ is Lord, and you will give account, that's what they've got to shut up. That's why they're trying to find, the military is trying to find the source of the God particle or the God portion where we believe. Listen, God's in our entire DNA. You know, they're looking for a spot. They're trying to corrupt our DNA. They're trying to corrupt. They're going to corrupt everything. But listen, Christian, stand bold, stand faithful, stand true to the Lord Jesus Christ because he laid down his life for you, for me, for us. And he, you know, people say, well, you're going to get killed first. I said, well, a lot of people have tried, and it's not because of my skills or expertise on the life, but it's because of praying saints. It's because people are saying, the Lord spoke to me. And literally, they say, they told me to pray for you, Doug. They told me to pray for you, Steve. Or they told me to pray for, they said they're praying for us. They know that you're the primary platform that I have. That's why he's under attack. And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, I'm asking you to support him in Jesus' name. And thank you for the time you have. And as I told you, listen, it's real basic. Look at how many copy places, and this is a pitch. Look at how many copy places are on every corner. I don't know. I should count them. I think probably my son and Daryl, they drink coffee, would know. But my guess is in a town this size, I would be surprised counting actual copy places if there aren't 30 or 40 of them. I mean, they're on every corner. They're the kiosks. They're the huts. And the point is that that's one of the best barter gifts you can have, a hot cup of coffee, you know, and I'm not a coffee drinker, but I'm telling you what, the point is that it is the most sought after and will be the most sought after. Ask yourself what everybody does in the morning. They want that first cup of coffee. My wife comes out blurry-eyed. She's got to get her coffee. She uses Dave Asprey's bulletproof coffee mix in her coffee. And, you know, I fortunately don't sleep well. If I do, when I wake up, I'm like, you know, 150 octane ready to
man,
go.
You know what, Steve, please, for everything, that love, everything is holy, please don't start drinking coffee.
Yeah. Okay. I tell you, I love the brethren too much, you know, because you'd say, somebody would say, oh, it's an asteroid. Oh, it's a comet. And Doug, you'd have to come on and go, nope, it's just Quayle had his first gallon of coffee. He's in orbit now, you know. So I drink iced tea, you know, I try and you know, or ice water. By the way, thank you, Jesus, for ice water. Go ahead, Doug.
Now, you know what, folks, Steve was talking about his Q files. I find his Q files the most informative of all messages out there. All right. I've been edified by Steve personally and, of course, publicly this way. But, folks, please sign up. And this is a pitch, too. I mean, you know, we have to, as Christians, I think we've got to start coming together more. All right. So, you know, I took out my, you know, had my Angry Doug section, you know, at the open. And, again, because we cannot afford to let one another down as Christians, as evangelicals. You know, by the way, I couldn't believe the numbers from the Barna estimate how many evangelicals voted for Hillary. But anyway, Q Files, please go to Q Files and get your information there, because Steve's got more contact. I'll tell you what he said about being known, or what he's known, who he's been in contact with. I mean, his history. It's kind of, Steve, I don't know if you're doing this on purpose, but a lot of that's coming out in your Q files, okay? And I don't want to say coming out.
Over. No, but here's the thing. I have an answer for you, Doug. You're rightly describing it, but it is the time to release it, okay?
Okay, all right.
That's what I think. The timing, and it's, I told, you know, I mean, I sat on stuff for 30 years, brother. That's a long time. But, you know, the bottom line is that I when I feel I get released, I get released. And the Lord says, now is the time. And so that tells me that there is something, in essence, Doug, and this is only by him, events in the world have to catch up to where the person who has been telling people what's coming, so they believe it. You know how many years, and obviously you know it, you probably even thought of yourself, it doesn't offend me, but you know when I started talking about civil war in the land, first time it was on our bell, coast to coast.
Yes, I heard it. I still have the cassette tape, because I actually put a cassette player next to the radio and recorded you. I still have that cassette tape. I got to find it.
And so, you know, here's the thing. Those who never see what's happening until it's time cannot receive those who are telling them what's going to happen ahead of time.
Oh, is that a what a profound statement that was. You're right.
Look, here's the thing. The thing we're all up against is the end of time. You fight, you're 61, I'm 69. We're all fighting what we're fighting, and we shouldn't be fighting with each other. But what I'm going to say is this. I don't know what the event is yet that's coming. But because I know there are others praying this, God, how do we tell the true from the false? God, you know, the discernment doesn't exist. And here's what I felt the Lord. And I'll share this with you. I felt the Lord said, Steve, tell my people, I'm about to divide. I'm about to show. I'm about to reveal. I'm about to show them in their families. I'm about to reveal it in their politics. I'm about ready to show. And I believe this is why he's waiting. He's waiting for his people to understand there is no hope apart from him. Look, I'm not a pacifist. I'm one of the guys responsible for the prep business. The frontier spirit. That's not bragging. It just happens to be true. You know, I mean, I remember being on American Survival Guide selling British Ferret armored personnel carriers or Arrow, you know, basically compressed air guns that shoot arrows called the Arrow gun. I remember selling some of the most wild stuff ahead of time, bomb shelters, all that stuff. But, you know, here's the thing. I have to get people's attention. But, Doug, let me ask you this. Based on all your hate mail, the patterns you're seeing, and and this is not flattery, you are excellent at it. Think of the help you'll get when an AI program comes into your possession, anti-AI. And fortunately, I know some of the guys that worked on the AI. And ladies and gentlemen, let me say this. I don't want phone numbers. They contact me. They say, look, I'll be at this email address for 24 hours. Ask your questions. It gets buried. It's gone. They're out of the country. They're out of the country. There are some people in this country that still love the Lord Jesus Christ and are doing whatever they can do behind the scenes to slow the process down. But, Doug, the hardest thing for me to deal with, and will be for all of us to deal with is the betrayal that comes from those closest to us. Whether it's employees, spouses, children, and those of you old enough, grandchildren, the pressure that will be put on people to roll over if they want something to eat is going to be horrific. Famine is the cruelest weapon in the world.
Mm.
Because without famine, ladies and gentlemen, you have some relative freedom. If you can't eat, you're at the benefit. You know, that's why Jesus said, man shall not be, live by bread alone. So Doug, you know what I'm praying? I'm literally praying this. I'm praying, Lord, my Chinese brethren are starving. Yes, they're my brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. I said, Lord, the Koreans, the North Korean Christians are starving, God. I said, God, there's starvation all over the planet. And God, will you send manna? Lord, you said there's never been a time like this. There'll never be again. And except for the elect, those redeemed by the blood of Jesus, there'd be no flesh left alive. I said, God, feed your people with a heavenly bread. I said, God, let it be known that miracles are breaking out in the earth. As the slaughterers go forth with their slaughtering weapons, as the slanders go forth with their tongues to divide, then Lord God in heaven, feed your people and let it be broadcast far and wide. Doug, here's the hardest thing. Can I just share something? The hardest thing for me is to have seen it in real time 49 years ago, waiting for the time that it will play out and having the emotion for pretty close to 5 decades associated with it. Most people respond to negative stuff with sorrow in the moment.
Yes.
I have not had that luxury. I'm not saying woe is me. It has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with Jesus. And I told the Lord so many times, look, here's the thing. Listen to the message. Listen to the messages, whether it's Dana Culverson, oh, I don't like him. You know, it doesn't matter what you like, ladies and gentlemen. Pretty soon, your palate will be this, either following Jesus or betraying him. Trust me, it's going to be that easy. And I'm praying, Lord, help me to stand. I don't want to hear any roosters crowing, cock-a-doodle-doo 3 times, you know. I don't want anybody saying, are you Steve Quayle? Do you preach Jesus? Who? You see what I'm saying, Doug?
Yeah.
I want the tenacity. It used to be said, you know, in Montana, we used to have mountain men rallies and stuff, you know, and I've talked to a lot of mountain men over the years. I mean, real ones, not wannabes, not dressed up to bees. And they said, you know why we used to chew tobacco? He said, because we would know that if we were taken captive by certain Indian tribes, Native Americans, if you want, we'd want to spit in the face of the toughest guy and know he would kill us instantly rather than torture us. Isn't that interesting? So how does that relate? Simply this. Simply, many will go to be with the Lord Jesus before Jesus comes in the second coming. And I'm not talking about a pre-tribulation rupture. Rupture. I am talking about if, and let's maybe in the next hour, maybe we can start now if it's okay. The question on the vaccine, Celeste has laid out some of the most, I would say this, astonishing scientific revelations coming from the Department of Defense, coming from DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, coming from the think tanks on what they're going to be. You will not have, let me make this clear, you will not have an ID, you will be the ID. You will not only have the mark of the beast will have his mark on you. Look, in the book of Ezekiel, God goes and commands him to go, the angels to go and mark the followers of God with something on their forehead. That's why the devil is mocking God even when he puts the mark of the beast on their forehead. Well, does a bloodstream and you know, the stencils? Here's what I'm saying. I know there are Christians out there and famous ones telling people, go ahead and take the vaccine. The Antichrist isn't here. We're raptured before that time, so you don't have to worry about it. Wrong. 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 If your body's the temple of the Holy Ghost, that would be pre-rapture, post-rapture, pre-trib, post-trib, wouldn't it? Your body's the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Makes sense.
As are money lenders and money changers that were driven out of the temple by Jesus himself. Wouldn't there be genetic changers being driven out of the temple by Jesus himself? Everybody's going to have to take a stand. Somebody says, well, that means you won't have a home anymore. I know, and I'm asking God to prepare my heart. That means you may not have a family anymore. I know, and that, and I'm talking to my family, and I know this. But here's what I'm saying. God, I can't do without you. Nothing in me, with all the miracles I've seen, with all of the blessing I've received, with all the intercessor, makes me think that I can escape any of this on my own. We're either going to be delivered by the Lord Jesus Christ or we'll be taken home. And so I say this, Doug, what happens, and I want you to answer this, you don't mind, what happens if the vaccine is a pre-culling of the most adamant Christians, the most stand-your-ground Christians, and they use the most adamant Christians to make an example of so the rest just fall in, roll over, and take the mark of the beast?
They're already doing that, Steve, where 3,000 evangelical, so-called pastors, evangelical pastors have signed a document. I can't remember the website. I don't know where, but 3,000 right now, and it's probably more now, saying, let science guide you. Take the vaccine. Okay. That's problematic. Okay. When you've got pastors, ministers who are people who call themselves that or have a following. It ain't happening with this boy. Or I'm sure you, right? So I'm not sure. You had a question in there. I don't know if I answered it, but.
No. Here's what I'm saying. It's a rhetorical question. It's a rhetorical question because look, here's the thing. I believe that we have, by the way, this Genesis 6 t-shirt under here, just in case anybody wants to know the goal. It's my only t-shirt I had to wear under, this sweater. The bottom line is that we're now at a time in history that's never been. It's interesting that people want to liken it to this, liken it to that. How do you liken something? The vaccine, here's the point. Mutagenesis means, in essence, that your human genome is being altered. Does there come a point in the altering of the human genome where you're no longer human? At what point? Are you 50% human, 60%, 70%, 90%? And if you're redeemed, then does a vaccine that you take willingly, can that change any of God's plans? Then you get into all the theological arguments. So this is a big deal, okay, Doug? I think it's the biggest issue to confront us right now, whatever it is, October 29th, 2020, as it applies to Christians. Because there's so many voices, including Doug Hagman, including Steve Quayle, telling people, don't take the vaccine. Robert Kennedy, don't take the vaccine. Others, don't take the vaccine. Persecution, persecution. Their funding cut off, and at the end of the day, their lives are cut off. But what will happen? I see the scriptures as having done all stand. Lord, have we really done anything to stand? This isn't to shame anybody, but it's to say this. It's to say, I would tell you, if I could take you any place in a car, I would drive you to some place where I know, and I mean, seriously, some beautiful place, and or you drive yourselves in a car there, to where you can just get alone with the Lord and say, God, show me your perspective on the end times. Show me your perspective on what's happening now. By the way, Doug, the new final warning alerts that are only available to my mailing list of people who are subscribers to the Q Files, attendees to the conferences, those are going out twice a week, and they're way more elaborate than they're going to be. Reading between the lines, I want to make sure that to the degree I'm capable, I'm going to have, you know, as much intel in your hands. The problem is, it's what people do with it. I just got this email from someone who sent this to Dave Hodges. I want to read it, okay?
Sure.
I just stopped at a rest area in Pennsylvania. That's why I want to read it with you on the air. And saw a convoy of military Humvees and personnel carriers. I talked to some of the gentlemen, no names, wearing uniforms, just U.S. Army and subdued rank. On the front of the field jacket. I asked where they were going. He said up north to a base nearby. I directly asked him, God bless whoever did this, asked him, are you on the way to Maine? He nodded his head in agreement. Again, I asked him, are you on the way to meet Chinese troops? He would not answer directly. But again, a slight nod. Rumors are true. Chinese troops are on the northern border. China is already, listen, Canada has fallen. I want to say that again. Canada has fallen. Trudeau has given over to the Chinese full access and control as a staging ground for the invasion of the United States of America. Been talking about that for years. Doug, I verified that with people in the military, high ranking, 4-star generals. I have verified that with former spies, guys who want to clear their conscience before they die. And sometimes I get those, Steve, I'm dying, but I wanted to let you know I had XYZ rating. We know one of the same people. He'll mention a name. I obviously know the person. And he said, I want you to understand this. You have to tell the people. Their dying wish, first and foremost, is they're going to die in the faith and go to be Jesus. You know what their second prime motive is? They love their country on the way out. And the people who live here don't give a darn about it right now, in my opinion, the majority. We're basically in that time period that the prophets in the Old Testament warned us about, where children rule over adults. You don't think so? Look at the average age of Antifa, BLM. And oh, by the way, the night that Amy Coney Barrett was approved as Supreme Court Justice, there was a secret meeting in the DNC headquarters. Guess what? A few blocks away, there was a secret meeting of Antifa, coordinated and timed in unison. Huh. What would you make of that, my dear friend, Mr. Sherlock Holmes?
What would I make of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a hard one, Steve.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Doug. I don't want to make it too easy.
I mean, yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, here's, first of all, though, someone who hates Trump, I believe, hates him with a supernatural hatred. Somebody who's self-righteous, and look, I don't say the guy's anything. I said from the beginning, you've heard me, I've been on your show, over and over and over and over, that God was using Trump as his prosecuting attorney to divide the nation and to divide it on purpose, because God himself is drawing a line between those who serve him and those who don't. Isn't it interesting, ladies and gentlemen? The Democrats made war on God. So if you hear somebody saying they're a Christian and voting for Biden, then you're saying, and I would ask them, so you're telling me, claiming to be a Christian, you are making war on God? Because that's the platform. That's the platform. And the days are coming, and forgive me, I refuse to say future tense. The days are upon us now, where those kind of statements, that the sweet by and by statements, are the sweet now and now. Just like the mark of the beast, ladies and gentlemen, all of the rumors on the internet, when's the global reset? I'll give you one. When the beast comes on the scene, what happens if he offers every indebted person, indebted, whether you have a mortgage, car payments, whatever, student loans? You just worship me, and you get the devil's jubilee.
The devil—that's a good—that's a good phrase. Devil's jubilee,
yeah,
for that scenario. So, you know, how many, Steve? How many of the elect? Well, I guess the Bible answers that. Boy, there's so much. You were right at the beginning when you said the truth covered up, covered over, and destroyed. You know, I believe so many people have fallen for lies that the truth has been covered up, covered over, and destroyed. Indeed. And I think that I'm going to name, in fact, that folks ahead of time, that's going to be the title of this show. So, there you go. But yeah, wow. I'll tell you. It's bad. Okay.
See, Doug, if the majority of Christians don't believe that God's holy, and they don't believe the Bible, the Old Testament, and they just think that being a Christian is just having some kind of good values because I'm a good person, their claim, not mine, they totally don't understand redemption. They totally don't understand spiritual warfare. They totally don't understand it's their souls at stake, not their opinions. And so, again, getting back to this, you cannot vote for the platform that is making war on God and claim to be a Christian.
And you
well,
know,
just abstain. vote. Your non-vote is a vote for darkness. They're counting on that. All the BS polls on, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I believe Drudge has sold. It sold out a year ago when the changes came. Think back to Alex Jones's interview of Matt Drudge. Matt Drudge gave everybody a hint, though he didn't come out and say it. I don't know how much was paid for it. I just know this, that the entire editorial board of Drudge is not what Drudge was himself or the people that worked for him. They understood the power of that website. People went there for the first thing. And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, you're seeing the 95% BS polls. Listen. Yes. Listen. You know, I don't know. I say, God, how do we get accelerated growth hormone into your kids? What will get accelerated growth hormone into your kids? God, how are you going to do it?
Well,
you know, and so I can tell you this, it's getting more difficult, more difficult, more difficult to become a professor, or not to become, to profess Jesus Christ. Most people are scared. Most people are scared, Doug.
I've noticed that. They're afraid. Some are afraid and some are embarrassed. I don't get either one. I mean,
well, here's the deal. There's an embarrassment that comes because the devil say, oh, you hypocrite.
Yeah.
Look at you. The devil will turn anybody who sticks up for Jesus first on themselves because they have such a poor opinion of themselves. That's what it's cool about being redeemed. Because they say, you're right, Satan. Agree with the devil. You're right. But guess what? I'm redeemed now. I'm a new creation. My name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Look, these aren't slogans. These are confessions. This is how your righteousness is brought into possession, is through confession. And this is what's really important, Doug, because I think most people, to be honest with you, they don't know Jesus well enough to talk to anybody about him. King David, mighty through God, before he took on Goliath, he's dealing with a lion and bear that were out to attack God's sheep. Brother, you and I have the same charge that David did. Because it's God who keeps us alive. Oh, there are lions out there. It's spelled L-Y-I-N-G-S, lions out there. There are bears, B-A-R-E-S, or yeah, bears that can barely even embrace the truth. And then there are the giants, and that's yet to come. But the point is, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to choose. You're going to have to serve somebody. I wish Bob Dylan would have stuck with the nature of a song and chose to walk with a living God instead of make the statement after that that he sold his soul to the devil. Can God buy back a soul sold to the devil? Absolutely. But that's the key. The devil makes the no into those. Now, I'm not talking about blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. Blasphemy of the Holy Ghost is like the emailers that say, quail's a fraud. They accuse me when I pray of praying by the power of the devil. That is blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. Doug, you and I know a certain individual has already stepped over the line in that realm, probably
yes.
too.
Yes.
And they're men. The thing is, ladies and gentlemen, is that that's God's call. There is no redemption for them. So what will they do? They'll practice scorched earth. They'll practice scorched earth. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? Let's make this personal. What can the Hagman listeners do today? You can pray first and foremost for wisdom. Pray it right out of the Word of God. God, your Word says, if any man lacks wisdom, let me ask of you. I'm asking of you. Give me wisdom, Lord. Give me wisdom. The Bible says, ask God for the power of the Holy Spirit. Scripture says, if your earthly fathers, being evil, know how to give good gifts, how much more will your heavenly Father give the gift of the Holy Ghost to them that ask? Mm. If you already have the Holy Spirit, let me ask you, what have you done with it? What have you done with the power of God? Well, I don't really think I have it. That's the point. Wow. Jesus, John 20:22, breathed into all the disciples, said, receive you the Holy Ghost. But then he went and made the statement that they must go after his crucifixion and resurrection. They must go and wait, tarry in Jerusalem until the promise of the Father had been sent, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the Pentecost. Unfortunately, so many of the charismaniacs and the charismaniacs on TV, belittled and cheapified, and I don't know what else I could use the word. The real power of the Holy Spirit is always redemptive. It always uplifts Jesus. It always manifests the love of God. It isn't a shakedown. It isn't a plea for more jet fuel. It is never that. But the power of the Holy Ghost is to transform people's lives. It's like you were one thing, and when the power of the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you're another. So two things you got to do. God, grant me wisdom, based on the book of James. God, grant me the infilling, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Well, I don't believe in that. That passed away with the disciples. The only thing that will pass away with the disciples will be your unbelief when you die. Doesn't mean you're not going to heaven. Doesn't mean you're not going to heaven. Doesn't mean you won't get there faster. The bottom line is this. It's war. It's war. It's war. It's war. Freedom of speech is dead in America. Freedom of thought is soon to be dead in America. They can't kill the truth, so they will kill the truth tellers. They will block everything. David Spangler, United Nations, there will be no one entering into the New World Order without a Luciferic initiation, pledging their allegiance to Lucifer. That's the United Nothings, the most corrupt, septic. Listen, if all of the planets, and there's billions of them, dropped whatever form of biomass, sewage, moral degeneracy, discrepancy, the United Nations would be the holding pen for that, in my opinion. The most deceptively wicked, the most disgustingly perverse organization in the world to do one thing, to hate Christians, bring on the Antichrist, and to rule and reign under him, because it's the kings of the earth and the United Nothings that give their power unto the beast.
Just
astronomical. Someone said, do you believe there's anything faster than the speed of light? And yes, I do. Obviously, speed of thought. But I'll tell you one thing. I said, yeah, gossip. gossip in Christianity. It just kind of it's there, you know. pretty soon, maybe I should say faster than the speed of darkness. The thing that is going to play out. We can warn about shortages, but guess what? It's the same thing with freedom. As long as Philadelphia isn't in my backyard, who cares? When it is in your backyard, you'll care.
It's going to be everywhere, right?
It's going to be everywhere. Yeah, everywhere. And you know, here's the thing. I can't resist. There wouldn't be so many roosters crowing if there weren't so many dumb clucks. C-L-U-C-S's, okay? Clucks. What is that? I think that it's obvious when someone says it's not a word of embracing or flattery, but we are now at the point, Doug, where, you're hurting my feelings. Better I hurt your feelings and draw you in anger to repentance and come before God and you get saved than to go to hell, because in hell there's weeping and gnashing of teeth and your worms never die. I don't think, when you used to call someone a maggot or, whatever, a maggot's not a nice thing. You see those science movies where a maggot's coming out of some guy's eyes or something? That doesn't engender you to want to keep watching. Maybe it does to some people. But here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to understand the world that you're so worried about offending is dead. It's going to perish. And that's why God said, rescue the perishing. For as many as received him, Jesus gives you the power to become the sons or daughters of God. Doug, honestly, as I've told you before, if you and I have to stand back to back with our swords pointing out, that way no one can get behind us to put the knife in us. If someone says, I'm going to be behind you, Steve, I want them right up alongside me. I want them up alongside me. Because here's the thing. Ladies and gentlemen, we're giving you what's going to happen worldwide. We're giving you what's starting to happen worldwide. I'm seeing boldness come into some of the most amazing people. I have people like Stefan in Sweden and Norway, and I have Rob in Great Britain. I won't give you initials because I don't want them to have any hassles. I've got people all over the world that email me, and they're saying, thank you. No one tells us what's going on. No one cares. When you pray, you care. You better believe it. If I prayed without caring, I wouldn't pray if I didn't care. And it's because I pray that God keeps my tongue in check. And by the way, I'm aware that I have issues. I've never denied it. I'm believing God. But I said, Lord, I don't know how to communicate with people. Patty cake, baker's man. Let's turn on Hagmanport and see what they're saying if we can. You know, here's a church. Here's I don't know. Here's a church. Here's a steeple. Open up and see all the dead people. Well, my pastor said, we're a member of the clergy response team. Your pastor's a Pied Piper of perdition. He'll give you up because he's already signed up to give you up. You want to know why I'm banned? Because of that. Because of that. I said years ago, and this is important, we need to pray for our brothers in South Africa. We need to pray for the ladies and the men in South Africa being murdered. I said, as goes South Africa, so goes the United States. I said that 29 years ago, even before I went on talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
They had Mandela and Joe Slovo, a white guy. We had Obama, and now we have Soros, okay? Notice what's happened, ladies and gentlemen. Notice what's happened. Do you want the Philadelphia experience, or do you want Filthydelphia? F-I-L-T-H-Y. I like that, Doug. Do you want your streets burning? Do you want someone's face kicked in front of you? You want that? And it's coming to you. It's coming to Bozeman. Bozeman, good night. We had an Antifa rally in Bozeman. 4,000 people showed up. Same 4,000 that were showing up at the rally before on the AR-15s. And there were, and I mean, no disrespect to any blacks. I have people that are my friends that are black. Listen, for so long, what I've been involved in Africa, I won't brag about it. I won't even talk about it. Some of you know it. But, you know, I got a hold of a pastor. I wired him some money, a lot of money. I said, listen, the Lord spoke to me, one of the most amazing men in Africa. I said, the Lord spoke to me and said to me, tell him, tell Reverend, you need to buy food now. I got a hold of his son. His son got a hold of his dad. His dad did it. Man's responsible for, I think, over 400 national churches preaching Jesus in Kenya, in, I keep wanting to call it Rhodesia, Zimbabwe. Yeah, thank you. Tanzania. Mm-hmm. You know, pretty much the four countries surrounding Tanzania. He's preaching Jesus. He's teaching, but he also has a trade school teaching him how to make money. He also, people donate food and clothing. I'm just telling you that what I'm saying about Antifa and Bozeman, there is not, there were 3,996 white people and 4 black people. That was the rally in Bozeman. You know what the cops were told? I'm told.
No.
Don't engage them. If they want to burn or if they want to do anything. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, okay? But the point is that the rally went off. It was pretty much ineffective. And that's because a lot of guys were out in front of their stores with their firearms, just like in Coeur d'Alene. But, Doug, we're now seeing an armed insurrection in this country. Billions of dollars spent on billions of rounds of ammunition and billions of firearms that are strategically placed throughout the country waiting for the go signal on the revolution.
Yep.
What Dave Hodges has written about and said, I can tell you point blank, those are real numbers. I can tell you Obama's statement. Look it up, people. He's an army as powerful as a military, a civilian army. But he didn't go further enough to say whose allegiance is to me. Are you telling me 200 of America's premier military commanders and admirals and chiefs of staff, former chiefs of staff, and all these guys are going to vote for a demented man who now is hooked into every form of illicit activity instead of Trump? What does that tell you about them? I'll tell you what, it's real easy. I'll cut to the chase. It's not Biden. It's the man behind Biden.
There it is. Yep.
Obama's the man behind the curtain. And remember, yep. I'll quote Obama, but I won't use his word. Never underestimate the ability of Joe Biden to, he used the F word, to get up. That's a statement attributed to him.
Yeah, unless you ask Google, and of course, no, he never said that. Of course he did. And as a matter of fact, I think even some people who make I think it's been sent around on social media, but yeah, you're right. This is layers deep. And Steve, I don't want to take anywhere you don't want to go, but here we sit. And, you know, I opened up by saying that 231 million eligible or 231 million people were eligible in 2016, roughly the same now. And, 58.1% voted. By the way, 58.6% voted in 2012, which is about the same. And, it's 97 million people did not vote. These are some of the stats, but, the evangelical, Barna, estimates broke this down really kind of funky. The evangelical vote, the, nominal Christians and then born again non-evangelicals. Anyway, the numbers are low, but my question is, I had two questions. In response to what I've been saying about voting, I got so many emails by people saying, well, we're not to be of this world and this is not our world. This is Satan's world. And by participating in this, you're basically a heathen. And I'm paraphrasing.
No, I understand that.
Okay. So
those are escapists. Doug, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah. That was my number one question. So that's how you would respond. You're escapist. You're not based in, you know, footed in biblical reality, right?
Right. And that's true because here's the thing. We're told to occupy until Jesus comes.
Right.
We're told to basically stand for what's right. The book of Hebrews said, we have not yet resisted evil to the shedding of our blood. But they won't shed a ballot for the president of the United States who's done more to help Christians. Look, here's something, ladies and gentlemen. Grow the heaven up. Grow up to heaven standards. You think God can't do in an instant what you all complain about the president? Look, he makes me crazy when he says, I'm going to fire the head of the CIA, fire Christopher Wray of the FBI, and fire Esper. All those people have turned against him. He needs to do it. He shouldn't telegraph it. He just needs to do it. But then he releases documents, and guess what? Barr doesn't prosecute. Here's the thing. I guess this is the bottom line, Doug. How do you think people, and I would say to those Christians that are saying they're not going to vote, what would your vote be when you're saying deny your Jesus or we're going to cut your head off? What will your position be when the gangs, you think you're sitting in your lazy butt chair watching your favorite sports show, which, by the way, those are coming to an end. I said this, Doug, on your show years ago. I said, NFL has made war and declared war on Jesus. Mark my words, their end will come quickly. Do you remember that?
I do, and I remember that was in 20. I mean, that was quite some time ago, like 2013, 2012-ish, okay, when you said that. I'm trying to find that because I remember what I was doing, where I was sitting. I remember the whole. But yes, I was thinking, wow, that's going to be a different world. But okay, so okay, so. Then, the other part of that.
Going back to your original question.
Go ahead.
Okay. What about the people that say they're not going to vote? We're not of this world. You're told to occupy. You're also told that you're the salt of the earth. Well, gee, how do you reconcile that? That you're the light of the world. Well, how do you reconcile that? When the salt loses its savor, it turns into road mix. The very people claiming that are going to be trampled underfoot. They have no spines to vote because, oh, it might offend their conscience. I'll tell you what's more offensive, but what they will do to those people when they break into their homes. What they'll do to the wife in front of the husband or the husband in front of the wife. What they will do, what they will pillage, what they will do. Doug, we have the Deagle Report. Now, they even changed and went.
They did.
Attended nuclear last week. Now they're down to 94 million people. The head of the Deagle Report are three heads of the major intelligence organizations that no one knows exist. I couldn't know unless somebody told me that. But they're taking, there's going to be 250 million Americans die between now and 2025. Hello? Hello? Knock, knock, knocking. Not on heaven's door, but is there anything up there? Ladies and gentlemen, do you want to stop the needless, senseless abortion? Well, I can't be bothered of that because I'm not of this world. Jesus said, while you're in the world, you have salt. Well, the in, and you know what salt does? It preserves. Obviously, ladies and gentlemen, when Jesus said, when he returns, we find faith in the earth, that's problematic. That's a challenge. It's a challenge to me and every other Christian. But you know what I love? I love Russ Dizdar.
Oh, yeah.
I love you. I love absolutely Craig Sawyer. I love the guys that get out there and fight for it. I've been in a fight in the, somebody says, have you ever known peace on the radio? I said, are you kidding me? No. No. And I know what that means. I complained once, and I think this is the best illustration, courtesy of heaven. Nobody could think this up unless God gave it to them. I'm excited about that stuff. I give all praise, all glory to God. Wasn't a moment of brilliance. You kidding me? My brilliance is dim. I live in you know, not that world. But what I will say is this, my calling is assured. My calling is assured. And he, God has put his mark on that calling. And so, you know, the salt of the earth is very, very real. And I think this is where I was going to go. When Jesus said, Steve, how many of my people take me seriously when I say, if you don't confess me before men, I won't confess you before my Father. You've heard my answer. I won't go there. I'm just saying, Lord, if you're asking me that, and you know, I'm Mr. like skeptical, I think I better just be quiet and say, God, and my answer was very this, not many, so few, not enough. Think about that, Doug. So here's the thing, and I'd say this to you, my brother. I would say this to everybody. We ain't what we should be. I wish I didn't do some of the things I did, say some of the things I did. But ask yourselves, brethren, when you see people taking us on, and trust me, after 25 years, don't you dare say I have thin skin. The bottom line is this. Ask, when have you ever stood up for Jesus publicly and then run and hid when they started to beat on you because you were looking for the acknowledgement of people on Faces of Death book or Twitter twatter where all truth is splattered, okay? I'll call it splatter because nothing is there that is anywhere near the truth. They have divested you from human interaction, human touch, human communication. They put a mask between you. We have a siliconized life form. It's called the internet that blocks me from shaking Doug's hand. That's why I love the conferences when we could have them in person. But ladies and gentlemen, they're trying to isolate you from your wife.
Yes.
They're trying to isolate you from your family. Wear the mask of death. The Lord God of heaven rebuked the mask of death, and I ask that God strip in the name of Jesus all the lies behind it. And you're going to be exposed. You know what you're going to go? You're going to say, how did we fall for that? The same way the trains took the Jews, the gypsies, the Christians to the camps. Yes, there really was a Holocaust. The same way the trains will be brought out to bring all of us to the FEMA camps. 256,000 guillotines. Doug has the document. Others have the document. 25,600 furnaces to burn the bodies. Gee. A brother of ours, Doug, who you've met, went, and he's a statistician, went and showed how short a time they intend to kill a max amount of people. It took my breath away. It took my breath away.
Oh, yeah.
It did.
Yeah, using those numbers, it would be very, it wouldn't take that long, I'll tell you. Yes.
So here's what we're talking about today. What can the people of God do? First and foremost is assume no one is coming to your rescue except Jesus. After you've prayed and you've got on your knees and asked God for wisdom, ask God to bring people into your life that he knows will be a blessing and not a curse, and to take the wrong ones out. Now, if you're solo already, you don't have to worry about that prayer.
And that was the other part too. I'm very worried, not worried, but I'm very conscious of the women, the mothers, the grandmothers, the people without anyone, the people sitting in wheelchairs or impaired in some fashion. I'm worried about them, concerned about them, Steve. You know, how can we help them? Because I don't want them to fear what's coming or what, you know, what
– how do we pray for them. First of all, they need monetary help. And second of all, that's what I'm doing. I'm praying for people. I'm praying, God, I'm holding you to your word. There's nothing in the Bible says I can't ask God great and mighty things that I know not of. I don't care if it's ever been in history before. This is a time that's never been before. I'm going to ask God, who's a great God, who only doeth wondrous things. I'm asking, I'm starting to see this. I'm saying, Lord, bring the solitary into your family. Because there's a scripture that says he sets the solitary in families, I think, something like that. And Doug, here's what I'm saying. We were able to help Karen Bailey, who's a blind lady. Some wonderful brothers and sisters, helped her marvelously. We helped her financially. We've helped her in a lot of ways, but that's just one blind person. A lot of single mothers, a lot of others, a lot of veterans. And like I said, you know, I got in a fight with somebody because of something what I said, and I didn't have time to go through a YouTube thing. Someone had set up a GoFundMe page for a veteran who needed help that was going to lose his home. I had multiple people send me the links, but I don't have the time to sit there and go through the links. I tried twice, didn't get the information, and she took great offense at that. Mm-hmm. And by the way, you know, she took great offense because her friends, by the way, she's not on my Q-File subscriber list, but she basically is obviously being fed the link. I mean, here's what we're doing. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I owe my allegiance to those of you who have supported Doug Hagman, supported me, bought his books, copied my videos, books, conferences and everything. That's who I'm allegiance to. But I want to share something. I'm going to tell you this. I've got some really cool computer guys now, and they make the big bucks, that I'm going to start tracking people that do that. If you do that, you're off of my Q-File subscription list forever. Because if you can't be trusted with the little things, just that simple request, you can't be trusted. Be faithful in little. So, Doug, here's the thing. We take a lot of flack. God raises up people to offset the flack as intercessors. Many times, you know, it's been the blessing of a single donor that's kept you going, kept me going, kept the ministry going. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to share something with you. It's exciting to see the blessings. I get blessings that from people saying, you know, I did that. I bought that guy's dinner and look what God did for me. You know, and they weren't looking for God's blessing, but see, every little thing we do that says right now, the most important thing in my life is others' lives. That's a really important thing. You wouldn't do what you do, Doug Hagman, if that weren't your underlying meaning. It's not your ministry. It's not your this, that, or the other thing. I hate it. People say, well, I enjoy your ministry. I said, I don't have a ministry. I said, I have an outreach. I have a single purpose in mind. And it's to present Jesus. That's how much distaste I have. They call me Pastor Coyle. I'm not a pastor. Believe it or not, though, I was ordained as one almost maybe 30 years ago. But I just reject that. It wasn't my calling. The thing is that we're in a time, Doug, where we have to see, first and foremost, our responsibility to the Lord Jesus Christ. Coyle, you're a Jesus freak. Oh, that I would be worthy of that. See, the name of Jesus convicts even our critics. The name of Jesus, instantly, they know in their heart they are or they aren't saved. They can hate me. They can want me dead. They can wish me dead. And again, as I say unto all listening to this program, all of your curses return unto you sevenfold. The curse causeless shall not light. And I say that, Doug, with full understanding of the authority that we have as believers. But there's a difference between presumption, assumption, and I would call practicing authority. And that's what we're dealing with. We're going to deal with more demons than even the New Testament had to deal with. And if you think that the Gadarene demoniac was a big deal, in which a legion of demons were cast out of the Gadarene demoniac and went to the pigs, we're going to deal with more demons. We're going to be dealing with, I believe, the incursion of all demons and fallen angels coming to earth all at once. And when the Revelation says, woe unto you, inhabitants of the earth, a woe isn't a good thing. It's not a good thing at all. It's absolutely, how do I say this? The worst word in three letters that you can say. Woe means you're in deep trouble. You're in deep or dangerous times, and you can't get yourself out of it. That's what I guess, too, I want to leave your audience with this. I know we got a few more minutes, but none of us can get out of this without Jesus. No matter how smart we are, no matter how clever we are, no matter how strong we are. Look, I know some tough guys. I know some guys in special operations. They look at you, and I have met some Spetsnaz guys. But here's the thing. The smallest virus can take them out. What I'm saying is Jesus said the little foxes spoil the vine. So I'm going to be looking to the vine dresser, the living God, to make sure I'm connected where there's going to be fruitfulness. Jesus didn't say, by their words you shall know them. He said, by their fruits. And I would encourage people to ask themselves, okay, how many people, this isn't bragging, but how many people, this is what I will give account for, and so will you, talking to all our audience. How many people have you led to Jesus? How many of the times could you have said something about Jesus, but you chickened out? Mm. Repent. Don't stay there. How many times did the Lord prompt you maybe to pay for that woman's groceries in standing in line?
Amen.
And you didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have Jesus told you, go tell that person God loves them? How many times is somebody weeping on a bench, despairing for their life, and saying, excuse me, sir or ma'am, look, I don't know what's going on in your life, but I want to tell you God loves you, and if there's anything I can do for you, I can't pay my rent. Here it is, pay your rent. And but never, let's just say this, and when they look at you in the eye and say, what kind of a man are you? You just simply say, one who's been redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, who sent me to this point in time to tell you that Jesus loves you. Doug, it changes history, it changes lives, it changes families.
Yes.
And that's, you know, somebody says, where are you at, Quayle? Where you at? Da, 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 da. Well, obviously I'm not there to punch them in the mouth, and I wouldn't do that. Actually, there's only one person I've wanted to punch in the mouth lately. And we're separated by too great a distance to do it.
And I'm sorry, Steve. I take it back.
Yeah, in your backyard. Go do it for me. No. The bottom line is, I understand that. But I also know that there's a difference in retaliating versus giving them over to the enemy. And one time I gave somebody over to the enemy, and God said, Steve, they're already there. They've already sealed their fate. So here's the thing. Why are we being segregated in families with the mask of the beast? Why are we facing the mark of the beast? But isn't it interesting, Doug, that the mask and the mark go hand in hand?
Yes.
And isn't it interesting that the mark of the beast, no matter who thinks it's what, leads to the murder of the beast? And isn't it even more interesting that ultimately the genocide of the beast? And you're seeing it happen right now. You're seeing it happen right now. And people still don't. People, I want to share something. When the title of my book, Empire Beneath the Eyes, How the Third Reich Won World War II, the bottom line is that wasn't just try to be clever. Look at the position of Deutsche Bank in the world's finance. Look at the position of the aerospace industry in America and the banking industry and the pharmaceutical industry, all hybrids of, the Third Reich. I think people forget, and especially the CIA, which was the OSS before it became the Central Intelligence Agency.
That's right.
So here's where we're at, Doug. Our days are numbered, but so are yours, ladies and gentlemen. So are ours. And we want to thank you again for just standing with us financially and prayerfully. Because, Doug, I know you and I have talked about it, but we'll share a little bit of behind-the-scenes talk. I don't think people understand that even the power outages now, we've got a million people without power. in different parts of the country? What happens when that's 100 million people without power? What happens when the internet goes down? I mean, what are all these things? Then we're left with the only thing that can't be taken away from us. And it's not our lives, ladies and gentlemen, that can be taken away from us. It's our relationship with Jesus Christ and our faith that he will, as Andre Crouch's song, through it all, he learned to trust in Jesus. He learned and trust in God. So whatever, we all got to go through it all. Jesus will be with us because he promised he'd never leave us. And you cannot fight. And this is the fourth thing. Maybe I don't know if it's the 50th thing, but the fourth thing, you have to understand there is nothing in your human strength that can oppose the evil power, the evil genius of wickedness. But there is everything in the promise of God to do so, that in the name of Jesus, you can say, spirit of fear, be gone. In the name of Jesus, foul, unclean spirits, be gone. In the name of Jesus, you little demon at the end of my bed, be gone. You can say that, but you have to have your authority. And your authority in Jesus comes with getting your guilt under the blood of Jesus. Oh, look what I did. 20 years ago, I was a real jerk. Well, don't be one now.
Yes. You
know? Leave the 20-year-old jerkdom under the blood of Jesus. So, Doug, I mean, again, we're at that level now where things are happening so fast and furious. I want to make this statement, too, and I'm going to probably talk to you about it if it's possible. On November 6th, it's a Friday night, I'm going to have a special two-hour presentation for those who are Q-File subscribers, both, you know, the ones that are there now and the ones that are signing up, only available to those people. Because, again, I think that by that time, there'll be certain things that will need to be freed up and freed to them. It'll be very similar to my private briefing.
Okay.
And that's, you know, I know I'm dropping this on you. And if you can't, you can't. I'll make another way to do it. But what I'm saying is this. It's for Q-File subscribers only. It's $9.95 a month. Hey, there are people that charge more than I do. But it's $9.95 a month or $100 a year. And that is where you're going to be able to get the final warning alerts that come out on, let's see, what's today? Tuesday and Thursday? Yeah, Tuesday and Thursdays. And there'll be information packed with so many articles of stuff that's off everybody's radar. And again, if I were the same thing, just reporting, I've told investigative journalists who are in the world of our news, I said, don't just report what's on the MSM. Go out and do your primary investigation on your own. Pay attention to what comes out of the mouth of devils. Then go experiment, or not experiment, go research that. I said, because they'll give you their leads. They'll tell you what they're thinking. Go and counter their thinking, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, here's the thing. We are a nation. And this really makes people upset when I say this. And I want to say it because I'm sure that, you know, we don't want to leave anybody upset that we could communicate with. Now, remember, these are the words of Jesus. They can argue over, well, you know, the United States is not mystery Babylon. Babylon is in Iraq. Well, if it was in Iraq, which it was historically, why would it be a mystery then in the book of Revelation?
It's a good point.
You know?
That's
you know?
A good point.
I mean, how could it be a mystery?
Yeah.
No, it's kind of obvious, huh? And so the thing is I'm going there right now because I don't want to misquote it, okay?
Something that simple. Sometimes, you know, I guess I better start studying a little harder. Sometimes something that simple you don't think about when you get hit with that. Well, you know, man, I'll leave it alone. But
okay,
yeah.
Let me just read this because, and it's really important. Okay.
Sure.
Revelation chapter 18, verses 1 through whatever, 6, 7, 8. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven. This is John, the revelator, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great has fallen, and it is become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit. In other words, that this is their hotel destructicus, okay? And a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Unclean and hateful birds do one thing. They kill and they pick the bones of the quarry or the dead or the cadavers that lie in the fields. Now, here's what God's commendation not commendation, but accusation against Mystery Babylon is, where all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. And this is where I believe we're at right now, in a primary sense, not the total fulfillment sense. Reward her, Mystery Babylon, even as she rewarded you, and double unto her according to her works. In the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double. In the misery, I'll make that simple, in the misery that she has caused so many people in so many realms, so many dimensions, give it back to her double. So how much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her, for she saith in her heart, I sit as a queen, I am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. That sounds like the complete democratic, platform of females. But the important part is this. The important part is verse 2. Pray about it. The angel cried with a mighty, strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great has fallen, has become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit, that would be demons, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Those are the same birds in Matthew that come and basically feast on the carcasses of the dead, even at the end of Armageddon. This isn't talking about the Battle of Armageddon. It's talking about Mystery Babylon. People argue, Doug. People have argued. If anybody wants to read a great book by Richard Coombs, C-O-O-M-B-S, he's deceased now, but it's called America the Babylon. You read it, and you tell me where the church bells once rang in America, now they have the statues of the Baphomet. Where Hollywood was only peripherally perverted, now they're totally. Where you have every form of Satanism, every form of demonism, every form of occultism, every form of, even child satanic counseling programs. You get that? Where you have a total repulsion, and rejection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Where you've got wimps in the pulpit, limp noodles in the pasta bowl. There you go. You know, because limp noodles in the pasta. Unfortunately, tomato sauce is going to be the blood of the innocent. The thing that is critical, the critical nature of the times we live in now, are it's moment by moment, ladies and gentlemen. If you're waiting for all hell to break loose after the election, all hell has broken loose. All hell is breaking loose. Philadelphia. Look at the sewage set full of Portland and Seattle. Look at the streets of San Francisco. Look at the town Los Angeles, the city of fallen angels. And oh, by the way, Gavin Newsom's going to take your Thanksgiving and Christmas away. Look at this. You can have any kind of house open you want. You can have any parties. You can do anything. You can rebel, but you can't have a house of worship open. Thank God for the men of God that are standing up against that.
Amen.
And you can't have personal contact. You know why, Doug? I think it's with the Christians that's so important. Most families at Thanksgiving and Christmas really appreciate the gifting. And I want to make this clear for all you fighting fundies. Don't you know that December 25th isn't the birth of Jesus? Of course. That's why I have a simple answer to all of you fighting fundies. If I had my way, every day would be Thanksgiving. It would be Resurrection Sunday. And it would be the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. I would be thankful. I would be thankful for the resurrection of Jesus. I would be thankful for the birth of Jesus. And every day is the attitude. It's not a single day. It's not a single season. It is the person that gives us the power to worship him in spirit and truth. So if you want to just say, oh, quail breeze and Christmas. Yeah, every day of the year, at least quote me in context. Thanksgiving, Lord, I'm thankful that I'm not going to abide by that. There'll be people sniffing. They'll have their binoculars in California. Beep.
Oh,
beep,
is that true? Yes.
Beep. And they'll go out, just to quote, walk the dog, and they'll notice that their dog starts to smell something. Oh my goodness. We become a nation of rat finks. And that's why New York has gone to the rats. That's why the streets are opening up. A guy falls into a hole 15 feet deep and he can't even open his mouth because the giant sized rats, he's afraid they're going to go into his mouth. The two-legged rats have brought about the outbreak of the four-legged rats. And it's not only the bubonic plague I'm worried about. It's a political plague that's already bewitched the entire nation that once was so great, once was so blessed, once was the envy of the world, where there was really equal justice under the law, and now there's no justice at all. No justice.
It's just us, not justice. It's just us, you and me.
Yep, it is, and it's just, it becomes even more problematic, Doug. Every day, it is becoming more difficult to basically have the understanding of how much time we have left. You know what the number one, you can guess it. I mean, I'll just tell you. Number one question I get asked all the time, how soon?
Yep.
Is that the same you get?
I rarely speak in the context that you speak, but when I see comments to that effect, yeah, how soon? We're in it now, you know. Yes.
Well, so if we're in it now, I'll give you the title of Francis Schaeffer's book, almost 40, 50 years ago, How Should You Then Live? If you really believe what we're talking to you about, if the preponderance of evidence is that we are in the end of the age, not the end of the world, I've never said we're at the end of the world.
Right.
At the end of the age, then how should you then live? My question, I turn that around. I said, God, we're at the end of the age. How then can I live? And he said, by every word, Steve, listen, that proceeded out of the mouth of God. That's how any of us will make it.
That's
again,
the only way.
I tell everybody this. If you're forgiven, stand in the forgiveness. Don't let the devil drag up old baggage. If you get hit with thoughts in the night that, you know, God, I haven't even thought about that stuff for 20 years. It's the devil. Rebuke it. Say, Lord, I put on the helmet of salvation. Dress yourself in the morning. Not in mourning, that'll be plenty of that, but mourning. Go to Ephesians 6 and say, I put on the helmet of salvation, Lord. I put on the breastplate of righteousness. My loins are girt with truth. You know what loins girt with truth means? You keep your loins in check, because if you lose your loins, and I'm talking about through promiscuity, through, shacking up, tacking up, and taking up, the bottom line is you're losing your ability to reproduce the truth because you're not following the rules. Feet shod with, shoes ready for battle. Ready for battle. By the way, put my foot in my mouth. These are Hoka shoes, okay? These are Hoka boots, H-O-K-A. They're really comfortable, H-O-K-A. I don't sell them. I don't even like the company's political stance, but they're very, very good, H-O-K-A. Then you've got to take two things. You can't sit there in the armory and go, okay, beat the metal out of me, devil. You have to take the shield of faith and the sword of the spirit, whereby with we can. So start doing that. Just going, God, teach me how to put my armor on. The word of God, in essence, is your armor bearer. The Holy Spirit will say, I want you to do this. Cover your thoughts when you go to bed at night. Say, Lord, I cover my mind with the blood of Jesus. I cover my thoughts, Lord. I cover my heart, Lord. When you start becoming proactive in the faith, things begin to happen supernaturally.
Boy, that is the truth. And as you said in the beginning, the truth covered up, covered over, and destroyed. But that is the truth. When you put your faith, things begin happening.
You know, I tell people, this is true. I used to throw in the towel so much time. I should have purchased the laundry. At least I could be laundering the towels I threw in. One time I did that and the Lord said, so Steve, is anything changing? And I love it when God asks me questions because it makes me go introspective immediately.
You know, introspective is, I believe, is good. It's necessary. But what you said earlier about, you know, at night when you're laying there and something pops into your head that, you know, it's, oh, you're ashamed or you realize that you really messed up. And, you know, we need to protect ourselves from that. God's forgiven us for what we've done. We need to accept that forgiveness. Am I right to say that? We need to accept it. Okay.
Absolutely. Right. I thought, I've stepped into the ring with me in the other corner so many times, you got to quit fighting with yourself, you know,
right,
in order to be able to fight the enemy. That's what the devil does. Just imagine a top. You know those kids' tops? You just kept pressing the top down and they just spin and spin.
Yeah.
And that's what the devil does. He winds us up and then he just turns us loose on ourselves. And then, of course, you'll have the emails that will come in to just encourage you in the condemnation. So we're at, Doug, a place that is perplexing. It is problematic. It is absolutely,
there's a pucker factor there. As long as we're in the P's.
Yes, I'm looking for the pucker factor. Yeah, I almost said it something. Well, let's just call it a pucker factor.
Right.
And let's explain that to people in a sanitary way. The pucker factor is just this, when everything's tightened up, like you're in a fight or flight mode. Okay.
Exactly. Yes.
You're ready to just go for it. Is that, you know, you've got to look, you've got to be on guard. You've got to be on guard, on guard, as Peter Sellers said in the Pink Panther movie. By the way, that was a great movie. All of them. I loved Peter Pan. I love Pink Panther movies. Couldn't stand Peter Pan. I deal with them in my emails and tolerate them as I can, you know, Peter Pan syndromes. So the point is that, Doug, we are at a crisis point. Again, let me close and you tell me how much time we have. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't vote for Trump, you're voting for evil. And this is why. Because you've already heard what the Democrats are going to do. The Democrats are following Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radical, in which Lucifer is the ultimate rebel. They plan to kill you. They have plans to kill every Trump supporter. They have plans. Kamala Harris has said it. They know everybody. They've already got all the Trump lists. You know, I said that, Doug, and people said, oh, they don't have the list. Yes, they do. They got them now. You don't know. Hate your guts. You don't know who you drive in your neighborhood with that just goes, I can't wait. You don't know what's going on. That's why you pray, God, deliver me from evil this day. You vote. If you don't vote, and I'm saying this, if you don't vote, please, honestly, send Rhonda or send me an email saying, remove me from your subscription list. Gladly refund your money instantly. If you don't vote, you're not even alive, in my opinion, and I do not want to waste my breath on you. I'm looking for Gideon. And by the way, Doug, I'm telling you this. I'm noticing something. You'll see it too. All the hangers-on, what Romy Zarek calls the Klingons, which is not a good thing. Klingons are people that hang around and grab you for just what's in it for them, you know? And if everybody remembers the Star Trek, you know, trilogies or whatever, the Klingons were not the good people. They were the ones that were able to go to invisibility. They were able to basically not be there, but they were the biggest pains in the neck that, you know, and I'm just using this as an example. It's not just the people we see. It's the spirits behind the people we see.
Amen.
So I'm saying this. Vote for President Trump as your life depends on it. No, he is no more perfect than anybody else or profane. But ask yourself this, Lord, what would you be writing in the sand in my life? Are you self-righteous? Well, I'm too good to vote for that. I heard somebody say, I'm too good to vote for that womanizer. If the guy said that as a Christian who's abandoned the faith and gets drunk every night, well, how do I know? He was a former employee of mine 35 years ago, and he literally drinks himself. He's going to drink himself to death. Not a curse, just a reality. Mm. The thing is this, people change. And so can you for the better. People change. So can I for the better. But it's only God that can do it. You guys want to whittle on Doug? You guys want to whittle on me? Your word, what, you think your swords are so sharp that you can do a better job than the word of God? The day's coming, ladies and gentlemen, you will swallow your swords that you've turned against us. Doug, I'm going to say that twice. I get shivers on that. Those of you who have slandered us, those of you who have done everything you can on all the boards and everything, the day is coming when you will swallow those swords you turned on us. And I've never said that to my knowledge in my entire life. So, Doug, I want to bless you in Jesus' name. I want to thank those of you who support the Hagman Report. I want to thank those of you who are going to sign up for Paul Begley's conference, the 30th and 31st, the Deep State. And I think, Doug, that, again, while everybody has breath, they better be thinking and acting. There's no longer time to just sit and observe. If you're an observer, you're already dead. So that should have been everybody.
Steve, I want to thank you. And, folks, go to QFiles.tv and make sure you sign up for the QFiles, QFiles.tv. There it is there on your screen. Steve, I want to thank you so much, man. You know, it's always fun to talk to you, both on and off air. On air, though, so many people just get so much out of what you say. And you're a man's man. I appreciate you, bro. I really appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. God bless. Yeah. All right. Folks, that'll do it for me. Have a good night. May God bless.